This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. World leaders are gathering this week in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, where climate change is front and center on the agenda. The UN recently released yet another report warning of catastrophic warming if countries don't do a lot more to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions, and soon. Now, a growing number of corporations are promising to help in that effort. More than 80 new companies announced today that they've signed on to the Climate Pledge, started by Amazon, yes, that Amazon, and the organization Global Optimism. The goal is to get more companies to net zero emissions by 2040. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks now at how much those pledges really matter.
A lot of corporate pledges are about optics as much as anything else. But in the case of climate change,
it's a very important signal.
Jennifer Haverkamp directs the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan.
Companies signing on to corporate pledges is an essential piece of the overall momentum that we need to get to reductions in greenhouse gas emissions.
But the details of each company's plan to get to net zero also matter a lot, Haverkamp says.
If they have interim targets along the way and clear plans for how to meet those interim targets, that's a good sign.
But even for companies that do have detailed plans and interim targets, John Forer, director of the Institute for Corporate Responsibility at George Washington University, says it's still an open question whether these pledges will actually lead to meaningful change anytime soon.
When you look at the timeline, 2040, that's a long, long time ahead in the future. Who knows what's going to happen? So it does make it a little bit safe for a firm to make that pledge.
Procter & Gamble is one of the companies that just signed on to the Climate Pledge. Jack McEnany works on sustainability at P&G and says the company has already been working to reduce its emissions for a while. But that means when it comes to things it can do to reduce its emissions even further,
a lot of the low-hanging fruit is gone.
And a lot of what's left is more difficult. Things the company can't just do on its own, like reducing emissions all along its huge, complex supply chain. And
how do we find sources of heat for our manufacturing operations that aren't reliant upon fossil fuels?
And that's why it's signing on to the Climate Pledge, McEnany says, to open up more opportunities for collaboration. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.